Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Yuma 69. Gemara talks about on Yuma 69 that Rabbi Elazar said they knew, talking about Jeremiah and Daniel, each of whom omitted one of the attributes stated by Moshe in prayer. How did they act like this and abolish the institution Moshe instituted? They knew about the Holy One, blessed is He, about Hashem, that He is truthful and despises falsehood. They therefore would not speak falsehood to Him. Then let's point out, given their position that those attributes were not then manifest, they could not utter them in their prayers, as this would constitute speaking falsehood unto God. God forbid. The idea being, as much as we can, we should stick to the truth and only talk the truth and only be involved in the truth. Obviously, there are select cases, select manners. You know, if it's going to cause issues with cousins or whatnot, there's an idea of shalom bayis in the family, especially with the spouse, especially with kids. But in general, in life, we have to do what we can to do emes. It's interesting that the Hebrew alphabet is a fascinating thing, and the letters of emes have a leg to stand on. The commentators and sages have explained throughout history. Aleph, Mem, and Tuf all have a baseline to their actual letters, how they are written, that they can stand. But Sheker, which is lies, doesn't have a leg to stand on. The Shin has only a little point, and it could easily topple over. The Kuf has a little point on one part of the Kuf and a point on the other part, looking at real Hebrew, not the script. And the Resh also has one tiny point. It easily could topple over, because lies are all toppleable. It's not something that stands. But MS, truth, is something that always stands. So in our lives, in our days, as we go about whatever we do, we should do as much as possible to stick to the truth and stick to being involved in the truth as much as possible. Even Yaakov, when he had to usurp the brachos from Esav, he still tried to stick to truth as much as possible. The commentators say, if you look at the verbiage, the words that he uses, he says, I am Yaakov, comma, Esav is your firstborn. He says, who is this? Your voice sounds like Yaakov, but your hairiness feels like Esav. Yitzchak asks Yaakov and comes to the brachos, and it says, Ani Yaakov, Esav, HaBachor, something like that. I am Yaakov, comma, Esav is your firstborn, because Yaakov is all about emes. Yaakov's paradigm was emes and truth, and we are Bnei Yisrael. We are the children of Yaakov, of Yisrael, and we have to do as much as we can to stick to the truth and only but the truth. Even the court system says, speak the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. Even the seculars understand in society that we have to stick to the truth in all of our days. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 70 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.